maybe just excuse me, reread the last few lines that we had read yesterday. Vizeu Perish Beis. You see that, Narissa? It was the last few lines that we learned yesterday. My time is a. Yes, you see what I was saying? Zeu Perish Beis, this would be a second pshat in the Maimah Chazal, again, which seemingly is asking about very mundane matters, about why the goats, when you have goats and sheep, why the goats go first. So my time is a. Shehu Azul Sheba Adam. Maske Beresha. Why is it again? The real intent of the Gemara is why does a person initially have the stage of Azus? Azus here typifying, representing Katnus. Beheshiv kibir yosu shalom. That bereshu chashocha v'chulu ka'oma. That a person needs the stage of, it's sort of moshe l'adar v'doma. Let's say you have a ladder. A roofer has a ladder. So if you ask the roofer, you know, why does he bother with all the bottom rungs? He's interested in getting up to the roof. So you need the top rungs. Well, what do you need the bottom rungs for? So the answer obviously is no. In order to get to the top rungs, I need the bottom rungs. So the Kibriyasu Shel Olam, in order to get to the Yom, you need the Choshech. In order to get to the Gadlus, you need the Katlus. Again, the idea of, again, which the Mori Naim refer to as Mematkin Hakatnus, that by first acquiring the Midah on the level of Katnus and then redirecting it, reorienting it, channeling it. So it's interesting that what represents the representative midah of Katnos, according to this pshat of the Morei Naim, is Azus. A certain maybe chutzpah in pushing forward what one wants, right? I think the hardest thing for kids is kids don't on their own recognize limits, so they're always pushing. They want more candy. They want to stay up later. They want this. They want that, and that which is the midah of Azus, right? Azus meaning to push forward and not to, so that. Midah is a midah that a person is supposed to use in being a mevakesh Hashem. So the Azu Sheba Adam, which we all naturally have and develop throughout the years of Katnus, the point is not to suppress it, again, not to uproot it, but to redirect it as in the service of Avodas Hashem. V'zeu v'yikra elokim la'or yom, k'mo d'les yom b'lo layla. Rak v'yihi erev hu ha-katnus t'chila v'achakach v'yihi boker, ha-seichel ha-godol shemivaker ma'asav. Yom echad nasa achdus echad. So I think, I'm not positive, but I think part of what the Morei Naim means here is something very beautiful. The word Yom in Lashon HaKodesh, of course, has two meanings. It refers to the daylight period, daytime, daylight period, but it also refers to the 24-hour unit, which is a funny thing when you think about it. It's I think if we were designing a language, I think we probably would have had one word for the nighttime period, one word for the daytime period, and then another word for the 24-hour unit. But in Lashon HaKodesh, it's not like that, right? In Lashon HaKodesh, Yom does double duty. Yom is the daylight time, daylight period, and Yom is also the 24-hour unit. So I think the way I'm saying Gevaldig Pshat. Again, Yom, again, representing not only the physical, astronomical day, but Yom representing light and behirus and Gadlus HaSeichel. So what he's saying, the whole Yesod is that on the one hand, Yom is the light. But on the other hand, is Yisron HaOr Min HaChoshach, you can't have Yom without the Choshach. The way the person reaches that Madrega of Yom is only with the Choshach. The Choshach, on the one hand, the Yom is the day. On the other hand, you can't have that without the Choshach. And that's what's represented by using, by employing the same word Yom for both. You hear that, Nervous? I don't know if I, pun intended, I don't know if I said it clearly, but you hear it. That's what he's saying. Vezeu vayikra lukim lo'or yom. Kemo de les yom b'lo layla. You can't have the day, right? A person can't just develop the midas of cheshek v'kirvas elkim v'chulu v'chulu. No, he has to be mematek the katnos. The les yom b'lo layla. Rak vayihi erev. It has to be hu katnos tchila. It has to be vayihi erev. Has to be first. Va'achakach vayihi boker. And what does boker represent? So here he's the etymology of boker. So the Mori Naim is going in the, I know the Ibn Ezra says it, maybe he's the first, I don't know, but the Ibn Ezra certainly has it, that boker is Lashon, let's say Chazal used the same Shoresh by Pesach Mitzrayim was Toton Bikor Mimon Dalad Yomim. So Bikor means to scrutinize. Right, Biko Chola means when you go and you see what the Chola needs. If there's anything the Chola needs, that you can provide for the Chola. It doesn't mean to visit. It means to be Mevaka the Chola. It means to scrutinize the Chola, to see what he needs. As the Gemara tells the story that Rabbi Akiva went to his Talmud and he swept and he aired the place out. So Biko means to scrutinize. So on the physical level, which is the level in which the Ibn Ezra, I think, explains it. So what it means is that at night, everything, it's hard to distinguish things in the dark. That's Erev, is everything is Mu'urav, everything is mixed up, because it's hard to distinguish. You're looking and you think you see one thing and it's really something else, because in the absence of light, so it's hard to differentiate things. Things are Mu'urav, Ehi Erev, and in the morning, when you have the daylight, so then you can scrutinize, you can distinguish, you can differentiate between things. So the Mori Naim is saying the same etymology on a spiritual level, on a metaphysical level, that Hasechel HaGodol Shemevakeh Masav, that a person is scrutinizes, critiques in a positive sense his actions, again, to make sure that the Midos are not Midos Nefulos, but they've been elevated. Yom Echad, also Gevaldig, right? So Rashi already quotes that really, according to the Seder Parsha, it should have said Yom Rishon, just as Yom Sheni means the second day, Yom Shlishi means the third day, so it should have been Yom Rishon, the first day, and Yom Echad is one day, right? It doesn't translate as the first day, which, according to the subsequent pattern in Chumash, it should have said, but rather it says Yom Echad. So says that the Mo'ay Naim, so Rashi quotes the Doshas Chazal, Shayakadosh Baruch Hu Yochid V'Olomo, that even the Malachim were not created until Yom Sheni. And the Mo'ay Naim is saying, no, Yom Echad, Nasa Achdus Echad, again, because the point is that it's not that the Katnus is outgrown, it's not that the Laila is outgrown, it's that it's the one capitalizes on it, again, through that Mematek, and in general, every person needs to follow this sequence to go along this path. Ubebol yud gemel shana yichnas bohadas. And a person doesn't have full das until he becomes a bar mitzvah. See, it's not the so we generally assume, and you're talking the some truth to this also, that the halacha of Moshe Mitzrayim, that I think that the Chavos HaRashba says, how do you know that a person becomes a gadol ben yud gimel bas yud beis? Where does it say that in the Chumash? It doesn't say in the Chumash. It says the halacha of Moshe Mitzrayim that the sheer gadlus is yud gimel or yud beis shana respectively for men and women. So we generally assume that means, you know, sort of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is giving us this insight into human nature that a boy is sufficiently mature and responsible to be a mitzvah at age 13, and that girls mature a little earlier and they're sufficiently mature and responsible already at age 12, and you're talking that there is some truth to the understanding on that level also, but that there is certainly an additional level as well, that at Ben Yud Gimel Shana, a person becomes a bar mitzvah, because at that point, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives him the das. At that point, there is a spiritual transformation that happens. It's not so much a recognition of natural development as much as it is a spiritual endowment which is given at that age, that the Yetzer HaTov is not fully in the person. The Yetzer Hara is ki Yetzer Lev Adamah min Uruf. Yishash Shenina Lotzes min Me'ei Imo. Already at that point, the baby, a newborn has the Yetzer Hara. The Yetzer HaTov is not fully, and Das is not fully until Yud Gimel Shana. Das, all this form says, Loshem Chibu. What does it mean? Loshem Chibu means that you can have a person who knows a lot, but he doesn't know how to apply what he knows. I think I once read B'Shem, I don't remember, maybe it's B'Shem Afut, I don't remember who, that an example of what it means Ein Bo Das is a person walks in to a Beis Ovel singing Mitzvah Gadol Elias B'Shem Chotamit. So he, that's a Yediyah, no? It's not wrong that mitzvah gadol is for simchat tamid, but that's not that's not the appropriate quote in under the circumstances. That's what it means, that das lashon chibur. It means a person can know things, but a person has to know what applies under what circumstances. A person has to know how to apply what he knows. And that's why it's an indispensable element in terms of, again, in its complete, in the complete sense of the word, in terms of knowledge. If a person doesn't have that quality of again, within Chochma Bina V'Das, he doesn't have the Das also, Lashon Chibur, so then he can make without the chibur, without the understanding, the intuition of knowing what applies when, so a person just ends up distorting Torah. Das loshen chibur madrega tachtona la elyona. Again, madrega tachtona elyona. The same idea that the madrega tachtona, that the midos that we originally acquire and experience as midas nefulos in terms of how they express themselves in the olam hagashmi hamuchashi, to be mechaber that to the elyona zeh odas shalim al derech shuvu vanim shavavim utzon aloma dvarim shenasu shavavim miloshon Vayelach shova v'derech libo tashuva v'tidbeku yachad. Right, so we generally assume, and this is certainly the Pshutal Shalmikra, the Mori Naim is just coming to tell us in another level, that shovavim is an adjective, right? So shuvu banim shovavim, so we then generally translate as repent, wayward children, wayward sons. So shovav is an adjective modifying banim. By the way, the Mori Naim is teaching the pasuk, so shovav Ritzon olam medvarim shenasu shavavim toshuvu v'tidbuku yachad. Shavav is the object of shuvu, right? It's not the adjective modifying bonim, it's the object of shuvu, meaning toshuvu v'tidbuku yachad, things which shouldn't, you know, which need to be combined. Again, be medabek, the midos nefulos, with the Madrega Eliona, Bim Dabeg, the Madrega Tachtona, La Eliona. That's what it means. Shavavim is the object of one's avoda. Omnam Yeshel Zachaladas, Afilu Biyudge Moshana, Vinekra Kotan. The Ha'odam Shein Lo Das, Mispata Acha Yitzro. If a person doesn't have Das, he doesn't know how to be Mechaber, again, whether the examples we've had previously, the midah of hispa'arus, the midah of cheshek, he doesn't know how to be mechaber that to a madrega al yona, so then he's just mispata achayitru. Okay, we'll stop here.